The Milwaukee Film Festival continues into next week. The festival includes a whole series of films with Wisconsin themes or made by Wisconsinites. That includes a film called From Mass to the Mountain, which features the environmental work of a priest from Ripon, dubbed Padre Pablo by the people he helps in Panama.
But people who go to that movie will also see a short film made by Marquette filmmaker Joe Brown. It's called Operation Wolf Patrol, Wildlife Policy in Wisconsin. Brown tells Lake Effect Susan Benz why he decided to create a documentary about the wolf debate in Wisconsin.
So I moved here in 2013 to take a job teaching at Marquette University, and I'm an environmental documentary filmmaker. And I knew at that point in time that there was a lot going on with wolves, and they were hunting wolves in Wisconsin at that point. So I knew I could make a pro and con film about wolf hunting, a kind of a PBS style thing. I will honestly say I was looking for something somewhat local and somewhat, I don't want to say easy, but somewhat easy, because I had just had my first child and was starting a new job. I was like, I need to get some films done, and let me just do something on wolves because I care about wildlife. And then I came across the activist Rod Coronado and immediately kind of thought, geez, this guy is a really interesting character. He has a controversial past. He spent time in prison for eco-sabotage. At that time, he was starting a campaign to try to end wolf hunting in Wisconsin and in other states. And I said, well, this is actually much more interesting to me than a pro and con film. And it, of course, is kind of backdropped by the issues.
You're just back from a week in the field. So what was going on out there?
I work as an embedded documentarian riding along with Coronado and the Wolf Patrol crew. And their goal is to be a presence in the field to dissuade people from doing this. What I have learned is that it's exceedingly hard to find people in the woods doing these things. I mean, we stick to Forest Service roads, and we do see the hunters driving around with their dogs trying to catch a bear scent. We have come very close to seeing bears in trees. We have not seen a wolf-dog conflict. I don't think the hunters usually see wolf-dog conflicts because the dogs run ahead of the hunters and they have GPS collars, and then the hunters eventually catch up with them. And in the case of a wolf-dog conflict, when the hunters finally catch up to the dog is dead. So it's very hard to see that type of conflict. And as far as seeing a hunter injure a wolf or kill a wolf, we have not seen that. The only conflict that has come is really the hunters being frustrated with Coronado and the Wolf Patrol. And also there was a situation, although this isn't depicted in the film, it will be in the feature, where Coronado and I were blocked in by hunters who didn't like our presence there. Then we were parked at a gated area on a Forest Service road, and they drove their truck up and detained us for 45 minutes, saying that they were law enforcement, but never showing badges. And it wasn't until Rod challenged them and called it kidnapping to their face that they backed up and left.
In the course of making this documentary, I mean, have there been times you think, is this going to sensationalize versus illuminate the situation?
I mean, I guess that's kind of a two-part thing. Certainly, the tactic that Wolf Patrol has developed, which is what they call a citizen monitoring campaign, can be frustrating to hunters in the field. And some have gone so far as to call it stalking. I've been embedded with Coronado for 2 years. I haven't seen stalking-like behavior. Public roads are public roads. Yes, they stop a half a mile or quarter of a mile or eighth of a mile, depending on sight lines from a hunter to watch them. But they generally don't follow. I mean, they might be going in one direction and hunter's going in that direction. Then they see the hunter do something and then say, I want to stop and see if they've got dogs on the ground going after a bear and such. But those tactics are frustrating to hunters, and they certainly heighten tensions, right? And so some people might say, yeah, this is just creating a media buzz, or even some kind of, I don't know exactly what term I want to use for it, but some people might say, yeah, it's heightening tensions, and it's just kind of for a media hit. But Coronado would claim that it's really just about raising awareness and just being there to kind of witness what's going on. And his claim would also be that, you know, the Forest Service doesn't have enough resource power, manpower, to be monitoring what's going on in the forest as regularly as some people might like, certainly wildlife advocates. In terms of the film, I guess I'm highlighting Coronado's activities. It is a character study because he's got a controversial past, and I'm interested to see how he approaches activism now in a post-9/11 age, and also post-prison, because he spent 6 years in prison for eco-sabotage. I wouldn't say I'm giving him a pass on anything he's ever done, and we do go into some of that in the feature film that's in development. The short film that's featured in Milwaukee Film, I don't want to give away how it all works out, but it does touch upon a new law, or you might say the strengthening of an old law, a hunter harassment law. And that law originally had stated that you can't impede a hunter from taking an animal by yelling at the hunter or trying to scare an animal, waving your arms in front of them, which would be absolutely crazy, right, if they had a weapon. But you can't do those types of things, or dismantling a trap or damaging, you know, some of their equipment in the field. That is what the law originally said. The law has been expanded, was expanded in April of this year in response to what Wolf Patrol has been doing, photographing and videotaping hunters from public roads. The law was expanded to say that you could not interfere by taking more than 2 photographs of a hunter on public lands. There's some language in there about drones as well, which is interesting. I own a drone. I don't know if they saw me flying it or what the story was, or if they just are skeptical of drones. But the new law says, yeah, you can't impede a hunter, you can't yell and scare an animal away, but you also can't take more than 2 photographs. And then it says, with the intention of interfering, which of course, it's how do you construe that? This law is featured in the short. It will also be featured more heavily in the feature film, that feature documentary that will be coming out about a year or so from now.
Joe Brown is director of the film Operation Wolf Patrol, Wildlife Policy in Wisconsin. It will screen at the Milwaukee Film Festival on Tuesday afternoon, along with the feature-length film From Mass to the Mountain. He spoke with environmental reporter Susan Bentz.